to Your Classical Adventures from American Public Media, where classical music meets your imagination. I'm Melissa Dundas. Today is all about the music of American composer Amy Beach. She started playing piano and singing when she was very young. By the age of 7, she was performing music by Beethoven, and eventually she studied music and learned how to compose some of the prettiest romantic pieces. This is one of her famous piano works, titled Ballade. That is the Ballade by composer Amy Beach. She was writing music during the 19th century, a time when women weren't always allowed to write or study music. All her time spent studying, practicing, and learning music history really paid off. In fact, she became the first American woman to have a symphony published. She proved to audiences all around the country that women could not only perform, but they could compose, too. It was in 1896 that her Gaelic Symphony became the first symphony by an American woman to be published. Music from the second movement of the Gaelic Symphony by Amy Beach on Your Classical Adventures, a time for kids and their grown-ups to fire up their imaginations with classical music. You can hear a playlist from this episode and previous episodes at yourclassical.org/kids or wherever you download podcasts. Amy Beach knew from the time she was a young girl that she was going to dedicate her life to being a musician. While she was married, she put most of her efforts into composing songs and piano music, but she always thought of herself as a pianist and performer first. So eventually, she went back to teaching and playing for audiences around the world. This is music from one of her most popular works, her piano concerto. Music from the Piano Concerto by Amy Beach. I'm glad you could listen to music by Amy Beach with me today. Thanks for listening to Your Classical Adventures from American Public Media, where every note sparks a new idea. I'm Melissa Dundas. Share what you're curious about and listen to a playlist from this episode at yourclassical.org/kids or wherever you get podcasts.